At the time the Kohen Gadol was ready to enter the Hechel, to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after the Avodas HaTamid, the Kohen Gadol would bow down in the Hechel. Following him, the Mamuna, and the rest of the Kohanim would then bow down in the Hechel. Now, even though the Torah says, Vayavo b'cho eitzel HaKodesh, that you can't come anytime you want into the Hechel, even the Kohanim are not allowed to enter the Hechel for no reason. But this is not called for no reason. Bowing down to the Hechel is good reason to enter the Hechel. Shlosha ochsim bo, echad bimino, ve'echad b'smolo, ve'echad ba'avonim tovos. Three people would be holding the Kohen Gadol when he entered the Hechel. This is kavod for the Kohen Gadol. The three people would be holding on to him to support him as he went into the Hechel. One person would be to his right, one to his left, and one would be behind him holding on to the avonim tovos, the avnei shor, on the shoulders of the apron. The kivan shesama mamuna kol raglov shel Kohen Gadol shehu yotzi. As soon as the mamuna heard the sound of the raglov of the Kohen Gadol as he started to exit the Hechel. As we can hear when the Kohen Gadol walked, as on the mill there were tamon and bells on the bottom of the mill. So when the Kohen Gadol walked, you can hear the bells making noise. And now he knew that the Kohen Gadol was ready to exit the Hechel after this dachafia. Higbia loes haparoches, he would pick up the paroches so the Kohen Gadol could exit the Hechel. There was a paroches by the Pesach HaHechel, by the entrance to the Hechel. Now when the Kohen Gadol entered the Hechel, there was no reason to pick up the paroches for him, as the parochas during the day was usually hung up in such a way that you can enter without moving the parochas. But after the Kohen Gadol entered the Hechel to bow down for the covet of the Kohen Gadol, the parochas was taken down, and now that the Kohen Gadol wants to exit, we picked up the parochas for him. Nikmas v'shtachaveh v'yotu. After the Kohen Gadol exited the Hechel, the Mamuna would enter the Hechel and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Mamuna would exit the Hechel. V'nichmas v'echav HaKohanim v'shtachaveh v'yotu. And after the Mamuna exited the Hechel, the rest of the Kohanim would enter the Hechel to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then after they bowed down, they would exit the Hechel. After the Kohanim finished all the Avodah, and after they bowed down in the Hechel, the Kohanim who did the Avodah would go stand on the steps leading up to the Ulam, and there were 12 steps leading up to the Ulam. Amdu harishonim v'drom acheim HaKohanim v'chamisha kelim b'yodah. The Rishonim, the Kohanim that did the Avodah that we mentioned in the previous parah, the Dishon Mitzvah HaPnimi, and the Dishon HaMenorah and the Akhtaris HaKhtaris. Those five Kohanim would stand to the south of their brothers the Kohanim when they stood on the steps leading up to the Ulam. They had five Kalim in their hands, the five Kalim they used for those Avodah, and those Kalim are now empty. They brought it to the steps of the Ulam to show that they've completed their Avodah. HaTeni B'yadech. One Kohanim would be holding the Teni. The Teni was used to hold the ashes from the Dishon Mitzvah HaPnimi. V'ha'kud b'yad echad, one Kohen would hold the kud that was used to hold the ashes from the menorah. V'ha'machteh b'yad echad, one Kohen had the machteh in his hand. The machteh was used to transfer the gecholim, the kol, from the mizbeach hachitzon to the mizbeach hakteret. V'ha'bazok b'yad echad, one Kohen held the bazok. The bazok was used to hold the keteret. V'kaf b'kisuya b'yad echad, and one Kohen had the kaf. The kaf was the kli in which we put the bazok that held the keteret, and he also held the cover in his hand. Uberchu es ha'am bracha achat. And the Kohanim then were mevarech ha'am one bracha. This is referring to Berchas Kohanim, which we call one bracha, even though there are three brachas in Berchas Kohanim, and there are three psukim. Ela shebemedina oimer moisar shalosh brachas, uvamikdash bracha achat. The only difference between the Messias Kapayim in the Beit HaMikdash and the Messias Kapayim outside the Beit HaMikdash was that in the Medina, outside the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim would be Mavar Brechas Kohanim as three separate brachas, since there was a Hafsaka between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk, and between the second Pasuk and the third Pasuk, as the Am would answer Amen after the first and second and third Pasuk. So therefore, since there was an interruption in between the Pesukim, it was considered three brachas. While in the Beit HaMikdash, it was all considered one bracha, as we did not answer Amen in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, since there was no interruption in between the Pesukim, it was considered one bracha. In the Migdash, when the Kohanim mentioned the Shem Hashem, they would say it just as it's written. That's how they would pronounce it. But outside the Beit HaMikdash in the Medina, it was pronounced the Kinuya, not exactly the way it was written. Instead, it was pronounced as if it was written with an Aleph Dalet. As you're only allowed to mention Hashem's name the way it's written in the Beit HaMikdash, this is learned down from the pasuk that says, "B'chol ha'makom asher asker shemi." Avo elecho barachticha, and Chazal learn out from there that not everywhere can you be mazkir the Shem Hashem the way it's written, only in the Beit HaMikdash. B'medina ha'kohanim noisin es kapeim yudehem keneged kisposem. In the Medina, meaning outside the Beit HaMikdash, when the kohanim are noisin es kapeim, when they say the berachas kohanim, they lift up their hands to the height of their shoulder. Uva migdash al gabe rashem. But in the Beit HaMikdash, when the kohanim were mivarach the berachas kohanim, they lifted up their hands on top of their head, pointing towards the Shemayim, and the Shekhinah was shayra in the Beit HaMikdash, so they lifted up their hands towards Shemayim. Chutz mikohen gadol she'ein magbia as yadav l'mala min atzitz. With the exception of the kohen gadol did not lift up his hands above the tzitz, which was on his forehead. Since the Shem Hashem is written on the tzitz, it's not proper that the kohen gadol would lift up his hand over the tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda oimer af kohen gadol magbia as yadav l'mala min atzitz. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He said the kohen gadol also, when he did the Nesiyas Kapayim, he picked up his hands over the tzitz, even though the Shem Hashem was written on the tzitz. Shenemar, this is going down from the pasuk by Yisra Aaron es yadav al Aaron by Yivarchim. Aaron Hakohen lifted up his hands to the people, and he was mivarch them. And Rabbi Huda understands that he lifted up his hands towards the